Wondering what portion of your electricity bill goes directly to company profits? On average nationwide, it's about 13%, and if you live in the Philadelphia area, some customers pay up to 20%. That's according to a new report out this week by the nonprofit Energy and Policy Institute. From WHYY's Climate Desk, Susan Phillips reports those rates are on the rise.
Let's take PECO as an example. If you pay $200 for an average electricity bill with PECO, almost $35 goes toward company profits, according to the new report. Those customers served by PPL Electric contribute some of the highest profits to shareholders in the nation, at more than 20% of their bill. For PSE&G customers in New Jersey, that figure is about 18%. Daniel Tate is with the Energy and Policy Institute and one of the report's authors. He says lots of factors are contributing to rising rates, including the cost of natural gas, extreme weather, and data centers.
But there's another really important factor that needs to be examined in a serious and systemic way, and that is how much of your bill is going to profit for investors.
Customers with Atlantic City Electric, Delmarva Power, and Jersey Central Power and Light pay about 11% of their bill toward company profits. For the Climate Desk, I'm Susan Phillips, WHYY News.
An industry group that represents investor-owned utilities criticized the method of calculating company profits, calling the report misleading. The Edison Electric Institute says most of a customer's utility bill reflects pass-through costs of service.